Finishing up hour one here on the show, big news today is Gene Taylor is K-State's new athletic director. We will talk about that more in the second hour, and John Kurtz will be on with us as well to give us his take on the decision. Everything seems to be pretty unanimously positive as far as reactions to this news. I'm looking right now at the poll results, the poll that I put up earlier in this hour. Let's see, looks like 88% of fans would give this hire at least one thumb up. It's 34% that would give two thumbs up, 54% would give one thumb up, 9% one thumb down, 3% two thumbs down. Those 3% people.
Shame on that 12% that said thumbs down.
Yeah, come on. I think it's just fine. I think it's a solid hire for K-State, at least from how things look on the surface. We'll get into it more in the second hour. I am not a huge Star Wars guy, admittedly, but that's what everyone's freaking out about today, because the new teaser trailer, the first one for the new Star Wars movie, was released this morning. The Last Jedi is this one. It's coming out this Christmas. People are going nuts over it, including a couple people here in our own office. I know that Brady has watched it at least four or five times. I would guess that he has. I would guess that Corey has watched it four or five times. Are you a Star Wars guy?
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not a nut about it, but I enjoy it.
See, that's interesting, because I didn't know that there was an in-between. I thought either you were a Star Wars guy and you had your heart and soul invested into it.
I mean, I love Star Wars, but I don't have like any kind of like Star Wars gear or anything. I just enjoy the movies. I think they're really good.
Are you going to go to this one?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go see it.
Okay. I think that even though I'm not a Star Wars guy, they're just, those movies are such a spectacle in terms of the graphics and everything going on, that like going to the IMAX here in town and seeing that movie, that would be entertaining for me, even though I'm not as well versed with the storyline. I saw the first six movies, but it's been a few years since I've seen them. I've forgotten a lot from them, but I don't know. Even though I never latched onto it as much, I would go see it, just because you know it's going to be, the production cost is going to be astronomical, and there's going to be a lot of stuff to see.
So you haven't seen Episode 7 yet?
No, I have not. Mm-mm.
It's really good.
No, or what was the
Rogue One?
Rogue One.
That was great.
And that was like a spinoff kind of thing?
So it was a transition into the original trilogy.
Okay.
Until Episode 4.
I really should have had Brady join us for this segment, and he could have.
It basically explains why that Episode 4, the first movie of the original Star Wars trilogy, why it starts the way it does. It's basically a story that leads up to that. The transition is beautiful.
Well, I'm looking at...
The first time I'd been in a theater and there was a standing ovation in the theater after the movie was done. I'm not kidding.
Huh. Okay. I've only experienced that one time, and it was at the end of the final Harry Potter movie, which I am very into. That is my thing. Harry Potter.
The last three.
The last three? Well, yeah, you got out right when it was getting good. But I'm looking at the like promotional poster right now.
That's what Brady loves about it, the poster. He was telling me about it earlier.
It's kind of weird to me, because like it's like a face-off kind of thing, but the faces don't line up. I don't know. I'm not huge on the poster. But that's the big story today, as far as the nation is concerned. Here in Manhattan, it's Gene Taylor being named the new athletic director. We'll talk about that more throughout the second hour, plus John Kurtz will join us to give his thoughts as well. That's coming up after CBS News. You're listening to The Game on News Radio KMAN.